when I looked for a spot for Junkie, I looked downtown, but there was enough real estate to recruit businesses to create a district. There wasn't enough retail space at the university. So when I found this spot and I saw the vacancies, or I knew that the businesses would probably change, we had enough real estate to create a district. And it's on the main drag. And that's, I didn't have this spot set out. It's just I needed recruits. I needed to group them together because like is like. So that was my mission. Everybody has a lot of clothes, like everyone. So I started buying clothes at the interior design shop. I put an ad that I'm buying clothes, and then people started coming. So this was a time when everyone took out money on their houses. And I kept getting a letter saying, you have $100,000 you can take out on your house. But I never got caught up in that. So when I rented Junkie, I said, well, I have that, you know, house line credit. Well, they pulled it. They pulled everyone. So I opened Junkie on nothing. And I'm really kind of glad, because if I did have $100,000, I would have bought new POS systems and awesome lighting. And you just get caught up in opening a business. But I didn't. I went to Costco and bought registers. I bought round racks for like $100 from a thrift store that was going out of business. I really did the half wall, because if I bought another 8 feet of sheetrock, you know, to go all the way up, because I wanted the two stores to be separate, the antique side and the costume side, I would have done that if I had the money. But I didn't. And so I'm kind of really grateful that I panicked. I opened with no money. And the day that I opened, I rang up $120 with that biggest space. And I sat in the middle of the floor and cried my eyes out. So I thought, what am I doing? Because why would you do that? Why would you open a 12,000 square foot store right in the heart of a really big recession? I constantly try to get on the news. I did back to school on a budget. I always was working on free publicity, and I advertised a lot. I didn't want to wait the 5 years to get established. I wanted to hurry up. So I worked on it all the time.